Are wildfires affecting your hunting area? Here's what you need to know. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Hunters and anyone else heading into the backcountry are advised to check with Forest Service Ranger District offices or County Sheriff's offices in their hunt area before heading out. Fish and Game generally does not close hunts or change seasons in response to fire restrictions. Most fires do not affect an entire controlled hunt unit or elk zone for the entire duration of the hunt. So hunters have the option of hunting a different portion of the hunt area that's not affected by fires or after the fire is out. Fish and Game official Roger Phillips.
This time of year, some folks are going to be dealing with fires, but we also know things can change quickly. The thing for most folks to remember is that fires usually won't keep you out of your entire hunting area for the entire season. So before they come to us and ask for a refund or a rain check or something like that, they're probably not going to get it. But in certain limited cases, we do offer that, but it's usually very limited. Again, folks always just want to do a little homework in advance, see what the fire situation is, and if it's affecting their hunting area. And if it's not affecting their whole hunting area, then they probably want to either postpone their hunt or find a different way to get into their area.
Again, most fires do not affect an entire controlled hunt unit or elk zone for the entire duration of the hunt, so hunters have the option of hunting a different portion of the hunt area that's not affected by fires or after the fire is out. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.